Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big or small, pet or not, what is the best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kip. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola!
Right on. You know, back when I was a teenager, I had a Savannah monitor, you know, big lizard. And, you know, I raised him from pretty much a hatchling, so he was trained as a few, he was basically a house cat.
What do you feed a Savannah monitor?
Mice, baby rats.
Okay. All right. Kind of the snake diet.
Did he look forward to seeing you? Or, I mean, how do these things interact?
Oh, yeah. Very much. He was very much into, like, I'd come home from school, open up the door, and after he got over a foot or so, we didn't even have him in a tank. And so he'd just come up to the bedroom door, and he'd start climbing up your leg and trying to snuggle with you. I mean, he was a cool little animal.
Okay.
Anyway, the coolest thing, part of the story was, you know, he had his mice and rat diet, but he also loved scrambled eggs.
Of course.
All right, yeah.
That was one of his faves. So one day, Mom was actually cooking. We were having breakfast for dinner, so she's up in the kitchen doing her thing, you know, cooking some eggs. Well, he wanders on over, climbs up the back of her leg, all the way up her back, plops both his front legs over her shoulders, licks her in the face and just sits there and staring at her while she's cooking, like, is that mine? Is that mine?
So what did your mom do? Did she finally just feed him some eggs, hope he goes away?
Yeah, no, she loved him too. I mean, like I said, he was a house animal. I mean, he ate with our cat. I mean, he was
really just a, did you have the cat, I mean, or the lizard first?
We had the cat first.
And the cat, did it take any time to adjust to this rather strange creature crawling around the house?
A little bit, yeah, but after a while, you know, like I said, it was about when he was about 3 feet long at the time.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so
3 foot long, 20 pounds. I mean, the cat wasn't going to mess with him, and
yeah,
the cat was too big for the lizard to eat.
How big can they get?
So you might as well get along.
Okay. How big can these things get?
Around 4 feet for the Savannahs.
All right, that's what I'm looking at right now.
And how much did it, you said about 20 pounds, and how long did this thing live, or live with you?
About 6 years.
6 years, all right.
And then what happened?
Yeah, then he just sitting there, and so like Mama like took the pan and walked on over and squatted down, and he climbed over, and she scraped it all off into the cat bowl, and he climbed on down and went to town, and the cat went and joined him.
All right. What happened? Yeah. Where is the lizard now?
No, he passed. This is when I was a teenager. This is a long time ago. It was a good 30 years back.
Okay.
Would you consider getting one again?
I did get another one again.
Oh, really?
And it was totally a different animal. I mean, untrainable. I mean, it was basically a wild lizard. I mean, it had no personality. It didn't have any of the crazy, strange, you know, house pet qualities that the other one had. So it was just like,
did you raise the second one from a hatchling?
Yes.
Huh.
So it's like anything. It's like any other pet. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Right. It's like a person.
Yeah.
Right. Might look the same, different personalities.
Yeah. Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, you cracked me up.
Oh, thank you, man.
Thank you. It's awesome. So when I was 10 or 11, and I grew up on a small farm, and the neighbor down the road had some wiener pigs. Those are the little babies, right?
A wiener pig. Is that a type of pig, or does that just mean it's a small pig?
It's a, I'm sorry?
Is a wiener pig a type of pig, or is that just what you call a small pig?
It's a small pig. It's when they've been weaned.
Okay.
I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, I thought you meant like a wiener dog.
Yeah, wiener pigs.
Okay, that makes sense.
I've never heard of that.
Okay. Yeah, they're just the young pigs when they're old enough to leave the sow.
Okay.
And so I talked my dad into buying me a couple of those. I was going to raise us a couple of pigs, and but he told me, he says, all your responsibility. And so I took it on because I wasn't a stranger to taking care of livestock. So one of my pigs got sick and died, and then there was just the one. And one day I go out to feed that pig, and usually when you pour their slop into the trough, you know, they're happy. They just get up and run right over.
Sure.
Dinner time. And this pig, he gets up, lets out a squeal, and sits back down. And he gets up again and lets out a squeal, and he sat back down. And I was like, oh, crap. Now my other pig's going to die. And so it turns out the end of a pig's tail has hair on it.
Okay.
And there was like a ball of mud on the end of this pig's tail. And it had got caught in between the planks of the floor of their pen.
Oh,
his poor little tail was stuck down there in between the planks. Every time he tried to stand up and pull on his tail, he'd sit back down.
Well, at least he didn't
die.
The
good news is, the good news is he lived to be a nice fat pig and made some really good bacon.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Nice.
Okay. What was the name of your
That's
bacon?
That's why you do it. That's why you do it, right?
Well, I guess so. Yeah. Hadn't thought of that. What did you name the pig?
Oh, you don't name it if you're going to eat it.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Damn. That's not where I thought that would go.
Yeah. Hormel. Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
I think I could raise an animal and name it and still eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the animal?
A cow.
I don't know, man.
What do you name it? T-bone?
Angus.
Chili.
Chili. Yeah. I guess it depends.
If I had a pig, I'd name it like Oscar Mayer.
Or something. Yeah.
What about Stick?
Stick? Oh, beef stick?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn Stick. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing? When my boys were little, we just got back from Disneyland. We got these Build-A-Bears, you know?
Yeah.
They have the little boxes in them that say phrases or whatnot when you squeeze them. So one of the boys got a husky, and we had a little English Springer Spaniel. One day we look over, and here's the Springer Spaniel going to town on this little husky, and phrase inside it, he kept saying, I love you. No. I love you. It was quite funny.
Tell me you got cell phone footage.
No, it was before that.
Damn.
I wish I would have, though.
You think they'd put that on America's Funniest Home Videos.
What is on this thing?
What is I love there? You. I love you.
Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Thank you, brother.
I got to add first before I tell the story, but the guy a couple of stories ago was talking about having raising pigs. I had a cow when I was growing up. I named it Sir Loin.
No. Did you really?
Oh, nice. Did you eat it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't be stupid. It's in the name.
Sirloin.
Did it bug you at all to eat this cow you'd raised, or are you just like, hey, that was your name, this is what we're doing?
No, this is how we grew up on the farm, you know?
Okay. Uh-huh. Was it tasty?
Yeah, it was. It was very good.
Okay.
Made some great ribeyes. Anyhow, so I got chased by a bison once. And this was like 24 years ago.
Why were you being chased by a bison?
So I was new in wildland fire, and it was like third season in. I was still working seasonally, so in the wintertime I'd do something else. So I'd go work for a tree trimming company, and we send around power lines.
All right.
We had a storm come in. This was 2001. Dumped like the day before, it got like 90 degrees, and then it rained, and then it froze. So it was like an inch solid ice, and then dumped like 3 to 4 feet of snow on top of this. Took out power lines, all sorts of stuff. So we go to start cleaning up, and I get assigned to this cross country crew. I'm sitting in this national park that I know has got a buffalo herd, and I didn't see him, and it's kind of a like, almost like a prairie in certain spots up on the ridge lines, usually trees and whatnot. But I had to walk a mile and a half out to this headquarter building and start following the power line another 7 or 8 miles. Start off in the morning. I get about a mile in, and all of a sudden my boss is up on top of the truck yelling at me from back on the highway. I look back and I see a buffalo out there. I'm in snowshoes and 3 foot of snow.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No. And you know, I've got a chainsaw, I've got a pack with me, there's not much else I can do. I found out that bison can run through snow a lot faster than I can.
Yeah, but
yeah,
they're
built for it.
I'm surprised you weren't on cross-country skis.
No, that wouldn't work with the weight that we were carrying for, you know, what you're carrying for your warm winter clothes, your chainsaw, your extra fuel, everything. Yeah, it wouldn't work.
So what do you do when you realize that the bison, one, can outrun you for certain in snow? How far do you have to go?
Well, I went probably about another quarter of a mile as best I could, started up my chainsaw and figured, you know what, if this is going to be it, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to play Ole, like charging bull, and try to hit it with the chainsaw if I can. Never got to that point. The chainsaw scared it. But
all
I
right.
Also found out when they run downhill, they tumble.
Oh, really? So they don't keep their crap together?
Right, because their front end's so heavy. When they start charging, they'll actually tumble and slide.
Jackass.
I love that. Take a giant panda coming your way.
Dumbass.
I'm not supposed to take you seriously when you can't even stand up, dude.
So, like, you chase by a bison and run downhill.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.